Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aietes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aietes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea severed her base plans as her children pled safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you. After you to Iolcus, Pelias' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias' daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. Those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece. Envied by all, what a husband, lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. So my name is Bridget. I'm from Lurgan in County Armagh in Northern Ireland, which is maybe 30 minutes outside of Belfast. So I guess that I do have quite a regional accent. And because I've been living away from home for 6 years now, I guess that my accent has definitely neutralized, and it was probably a lot thicker when I was in school and when I was growing up to fit in with the cool kids. But definitely the sounds that really stand out to me, I'm here studying at the Royal Conservatoire and there's only me and another Irish person in our class, and the rest of our class like to repeat everything we say after us in a friendly yet probably mocking kind of way. And the sounds that they love best are our ow sounds, which to me would be pronounced I sounds. So the words town, sound, around, all those things, they really like to take the mick out of. And we actually just did a production of Urinetown. And it is now better known within our class as Urinetown and not Urinetown, as it was in the original play. So that's been my experience here in Glasgow.